behind the huge Heartland Systems data breach. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. As hacking targets go, they don't come much juicier than a credit card payment processing company. Such firms transmit credit and debit card transactions from merchants to Visa, MasterCard, and banks. We learned this week that malicious hackers managed to install spying software on the computer network of Heartland Payment Systems, the sixth largest payment processor in the U.S. This could go down as one of the biggest credit card theft schemes on record, but you may have missed the news, coming as it did on the day of Barack Obama's inauguration. Brian Krebs reports on security issues for The Washington Post.
The company says it was due to a piece of malicious software that steals data that's been planted on a portion of their network that's used to process card payments, the kind of things that come through when a merchant customer swipes a customer's card through the cash register. The company claims it doesn't know how many counts may have been gathered up and sort of emailed or otherwise digitally sent off by the bad guys in this break-in. It has disclosed that it first began receiving reports from MasterCard and Visa last October that there was a pattern of suspicious and unauthorized charges on cards that traced back to merchants, which all apparently had Heartland as the payment processor. The company claims it only discovered the malicious software on its network just a week ago. But there are signs or indications that the snooping software that they found may have been planted several months ago, as far back as October or earlier.
What are the chances that the bad guys will be caught?
There's certainly a chance. I mean, Heartland has engaged the U.S. Secret Service. They say they've engaged the Secret Service, the Justice Department, and they're investigating. And that it's also hired a couple of outside breach forensics teams to try to determine the extent of the damage and ostensibly to catch those who are responsible. In a lot of these digital break-ins where the thieves make off with credit card numbers, the bad guys use the data to make fraudulent purchases online. Now, will the bad guys get busted who made the purchases with the phony credit cards at the local electronics store be the same guys who hacked the merchant that the data came from? Probably not. You know, in all likelihood, the people who developed the malicious software are highly skilled programmers, probably somewhere in Eastern Europe, who get paid to by organized crime groups to produce this kind of stuff for use in targeted attacks.
What about the timing of the disclosure of this breach? The company Heartland has taken a lot of heat for disclosing the breach on the same day as President Obama was inaugurated. Is that fair to give him flack for that?
I can tell you, you know, if for some reason it was, as the critics say, you know, a bid to get it buried in the news cycle, I think that failed. You know, our story ran on the top table of WashingtonPost.com and most of the day, and I'm told it was among the top traffic drivers on the site yesterday. So one thing I will mention, though, I think bears mentioning here, is that the last major data breach at another one of these processors was at a company called RBS WorldPay. And they had a breach of their payroll card business that affected, they say, 1.5 million consumers. The company, as far as I can tell, you know, got a pass on this then. But it should be noted that the disclosure got little attention. And I think the reason was they disclosed, you know, it was less than 48 hours before Christmas.
Brian Krebs, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.
Brian Krebs reports on security issues for The Washington Post. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.